Responding to these risk factors, a growth mindset. This is where you get to model and teach your child the concept of mindset. What is a mindset? Mindset is how your mind filters what's happening. Kids with a fixed mindset will say, "I stink," or "I'm a loser." Things are set in stone and can't be changed. End of story. But a person with a growth mindset will say, "I didn't do so well this time, but I can't wait to try again next time." They may also say, "Today didn't go so well, but tomorrow is a new day and could be a better one." There's an attitude that things can, with time and effort, change and be different and better. With a growth mindset, it's not the end of the story. The Word of God is filled with reassurances that God is with us, even when things feel as if they're falling apart or when we feel completely alone. Teaching a growth mindset. There are several practical things you can do to foster a growth mindset in your children. Avoid praising intelligence and sheer effort. Instead, acknowledge the importance of planning and trying new approaches. Rather than saying, "You tried your hardest and that's all you can do," say something like, "Don't worry if you don't understand something right away. Focus on the next step. What do you think the next step may be?" Present things in different ways. Expose your kids to a variety of instructions, tactics, and principles. Focus on the process, not just the outcome. Teach the values of challenges. Take time to explain the purpose for abstract skills and concepts you're asking them to understand. Ask them to elaborate on their thoughts and responses. Encourage your kids to expand their answers and responses. Answer their why questions with a good reason and not just because I said so. Develop learning or growing goals. Sit down with each child and help him or her come up with learning goals he or she wants to pursue, within reason, of course. Ask questions more often than you offer answers or statements. Help them learn to use the word yet. If your child says, "I can't do long division," have him restate his frustration by saying, "I can't do long division yet." Keep a record of their successes. Make a folder or a computer file and routinely enter any kind of achievement your children gain, whether it's academic, behavioral, athletic, or in an extracurricular activity. Review their successes often. Check out the activities at the end of this section, and if you find something helpful, give it a try. If you are in crisis, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK. 8255, or contact the crisis text line by texting TALK to 741-741.